Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but Brother Brad said, how many like to go on vacation? I'm a homeboy. I don't like to go on vacation. You can ask Mary. But you know what I thought? Sister Rose, pretty soon I'm going home. Hello? I'm going home. I'm not going on vacation, Sister Dirth, but I'm going home to that land that Brad was explaining to us, that the Bible tells us about. I'm excited tonight to go home. I mean, you know, we love to go to Kenneth's house and we love to go to Rachel's house, but I like being home. That's just me. I mean, I'm okay once you get me there, but I like being home. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say tonight I appreciate Union Road for what they do for all their young folks. Amen. Young folks, you need to appreciate what you got. Amen. And, you know, I believe the message tonight, I hope, you know, if you don't look at the speaker, but look at the words that I have to say tonight. And Mary told me, she said, hon, get up there, slow down, don't get carried away so you can get all your words out. But I said, that's not me. It's hard for me just to be still. I mean, I can't preach without the preacher anyway. Amen. I mean, y'all can study as long as you want, and these college kids, I mean, they study and study and study, but really, we can't do nothing without God. I mean, I realize you need to study, you know, and I've been studying this for some time, but I can't preach unless the preacher come. Hello? And you can't sing unless the anointing comes. I mean, I've been in churches where they sit there and they sing and they sing and they sing, and I don't know what they're singing about because I don't feel a bit of what they're feeling, if they're feeling anything at all. So I say, man, won't they just hush up and let the preacher come up, you know? But I'm glad for the anointing of God tonight, aren't you? You know, I was thinking this morning in Sunday school class, Mary and I, we put a flagpole up in front of the house, and our neighbor came home. He said, man, I like that. That's pretty or beautiful. I forget what he said. Anyway, he's a man. He probably didn't say it like that. I thought this morning in Sunday school, Lord, if he asked me about that flag, I wish he would ask me about my life. That's how I want my life to be. Sister Rose, I want it to be so excited that people say, hey, I want what that guy's got. I want what that guy's got. You know, young people, you just got out of camp. It's easy to be high when you're in camp and the Spirit of God is moving. But what about when the Spirit of God is not moving? What about you seem like you ain't got nobody to lean on tonight? You know, I've been studying this message for some time, and if you have your Bibles just for a few minutes, well, don't just turn there yet. Let me talk a little bit, okay? But we're going to Luke chapter 17. I was preaching a few weeks ago, well, a month or so ago, I was preaching the pastor appreciation, and people was laughing when I was preaching. And I was getting aggravated, you know, because I didn't know what they was laughing. I come to find out they was in the wrong scripture. I mean, I was in the wrong scripture or something. Anyway, I told them wrong. But I was where I needed to be, and after church I found out, well, what in the world was they laughing at? I was getting aggravated. So you just have to hang with me, you know, and I just think if I give you the wrong scriptures and you can't pick up with me, don't laugh. Just say, bless him, Lord. Hello? We don't want to get aggravated tonight at the devil. Hello? I want to preach tonight. Let me tell you why I want to preach this. I feel like people's getting saved today. It is not making a change in their lifestyle. I believe this is what the Lord laid on my heart. You can't tell the Christian, should I say it like this? You can't tell the Christian from the sinner. And I realize, church, and Pentecost is bad about this. Brother Brian, it's not about tradition. It's not about tradition. It's not about Rick's standards. It's not about Brother Brian's standards, but it's about the biblical standards of God. But and again, if you get saved, and the Bible says, come from amongst them and be ye what? Separated. So if I get saved, then I have to make a change, do I not? I can't no longer look like the world looks. I can't no longer talk like the world talks. I can't go where the world goes. Hello, come on, we getting quiet already? And I ain't even got the scripture yet. I'm going to give you some scriptures here in a moment. Hello? My church, I think tonight we ought to, I guess I need to put my glasses on. That would help, huh? That shows you I ain't so young, huh? When you get 39, things start falling apart. I told y'all not to laugh. Praise the Lord. I really feel like this is what God, and you know, I was excited, and I even shared it last Sunday, believe it or not. We went to church, and Sunday night, we didn't have church, and I told them at the other church, we didn't have church. I feel, you know, I could feel justified by staying home and staying on the couch, but it's not in us to stay out of the house of God. I've got a desire to go to the house of God. Mary Lou has a desire to go to the house of God. So where we find ourselves in the house of God last Sunday night. Amen. And I thank God, again, for the blessings that he bestowed upon our soul. But I got to testify and asked me to testify. And I kind of got carried away. I didn't want to share my whole message with them, but I think I pretty much shared my message with them. And tonight, I'd like to preach with the help of the Lord. If you stand with me for the reading of God's Word from Luke chapter 17. I'll read a few scriptures, and then we'll get right into our message. But let me read this, and then we'll tell you what our title is. Luke, let's see, verse 29, beginning with verse 29, 17 and 29. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be up on the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. And this is what I want you to get tonight. Verse 20 or 32 says, remember Lot's wife. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preach tonight with the help of God, coming out but looking back. Coming out but looking back. And again, I told you, I feel like the Lord laid this on my heart because the way the world is. Coming out, but looking back. I want you to take note here before I get into some more scriptures. Well, let me just go ahead and read some in Genesis here. You don't have to stand for this. We already stood. But I want to read this. We all know the story about Abraham, do we not? Hang with me here again. I don't want to mess up tonight, but in chapter, let's see, 18 and 24, we know that the Lord was talking to Abraham, did we not? Telling him, hey, Abraham, I'm going to destroy this city, Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to destroy it. And Abraham, I want you to notice here, Abraham began to make intercessory prayer. Aren't you glad tonight for intercessory prayer? Aren't you glad tonight that somebody prayed for you? Amen. And just think about it. Maybe if somebody hadn't prayed for you, you might not be where you are today. Been a lot of people, if they would have just prayed one more prayer, would it still be in the house of God tonight. Amen. But I wanted you to take note. Abraham began to question God and talk to God. And he says, should not read all this so I can get done. You guys are anxious to get home, ain't you? We used to be anxious to staying in church and feeling the Spirit of God. Amen. We used to be anxious in getting the Holy Ghost. Hello? We used to be anxious and getting refilled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. But Abraham began to pray. I wonder, Brother Brian, maybe, you know, God's only know everything, but I thought maybe Abraham was praying. But what about the future people, Lord? He said, Lord, if there be but 40-something, let me just read it so I don't get all messed up, okay? Just hang with me. We'll just get done when we get done, all right? Amen. We want the Spirit of God to move. Preadventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? I almost can hear him. Lord, will you save this place just for 50 righteous? Man, I mean, I don't know how big this city was, but just 50 righteous. I wonder, if the Lord would talk to us tonight and he would begin to tell us, hey, I'm going to destroy, you know, he's going to destroy the world here pretty quick. I wonder how many righteous, Brother Brian, that he'll find.
coming out but looking back. The Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord which am but dust and ashes. Preadventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, will thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy, just for 5. We're going to get down to where the rubber meets the road here in a few minutes. Just hang with me, will you? Preadventure there shall lack, I already read that. And he spake unto him yet again and said, preadventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 40's sake. I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said to him, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak preadventure. There shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. 30 in a big city, man. I wonder how many people's in the world today. And he told us time and time again, if we read the word of God, he's coming back. People's been warned night after night, day after day, incident after incident. I'm telling you, church, he's coming back. We better be ready. We better be about our Father's business, amen. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak preadventure, shall there be 30 found. 30 now. And he said, I will not do it if I found or find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord preadventure. There shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Man, I mean, what if we could imagine him tonight talking to Union Road? Man, if I could just only find 20 that's righteous, I won't destroy it. How righteous are we tonight? Where do we sit in the plan of God? I'm telling you, church, this is where we're at today. And I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Preadventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned in his place. I want to point out something tonight, church. He got down to 10 people. And you know why I think he stopped at 10? I don't know this, but it was probably because of Lot's family. Lot, if you notice, had 10 people in his family. He had himself, his wife, his 4 daughters, and his 2 sons, and his 2 sons-in-laws. Will you not destroy it just for my family to be saved? How many of us tonight is praying for our families to be saved? I'm here to tell you tonight, church, there's a lot of people today that's calling on God and claiming to have salvation, but yet they're still trying to hold on to the world. It does not work. I'd like to preach tonight with the help of the Lord, coming out but looking back. Amen. I want to point out some things here about Lot's wife. Amen. We all know the story. Amen. How the angels came to Lot's family and told Lot, hey, Lot, you're going to have to get out of here because God is going to destroy this city. Amen. And, you know, he'll probably be like anybody else, probably begin to question God. And we know that Lot's wife questioned God, and she kind of figured like everybody else, God is not going to destroy something that he made, amen. But can I tell you, God's not going to destroy it. We ourselves are destroying it. Hello? Mr. President, Mr. Politician, you're destroying the very world that God created, amen. Listen to this. I just want to read this. Hold on a minute, okay? When the 2 angels went to his house. Let me find it here. It's in 19. Oh, here it is. Verse 5, he says, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. Brother Derp, that was probably that rainbow you was talking about that you showed me a little bit earlier. Amen. And I'm not talking about the rainbow in the sky, amen. I'm talking about this symbol for a rainbow, amen. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is a study Bible, and this is what the writer said. Now, this is not what I said. I'm just going to quote you what he said. Listen. He said, all the people in verse 19 and 4. But listen, it says, the enormity of Sodom's wickedness is indicated by the eagerness with which not a few degenerates, but all the men of the city, all the men. Oh, my, what a messed up city. God forbid, amen, that America should be like this. But can I tell you, we're on our way. Oh, I hate to say that, but we're on our way, amen. And it behooves us to know the Spirit of God and walk with the Spirit of God, that people may see what we have and want this. We need to offer them something, amen. I read something the other day. If you don't get your priorities in shape, something will get them in shape for you. We got our priorities messed up, amen. Hello, I'm still talking about coming out looking back. Amen. I'm telling you, when we get saved, church, we need to come out looking up to heaven. We need to come out doing the will of God. I heard a song the other day, and it's something like, you know, I went to the enemy's camp, but that's not what it was. It was something about this. I forget who it was. My mind is not what it used to be, you know. And I should write these things down, but I don't, because I don't always have a pen with me. I mean, you know. But anyway, I was thinking of this song. He said, you know, I'm going to go over there and take back what the devil taken from me. He didn't take it from you. You gave it to him. That's my philosophy on that. Because you know the devil can't take nothing unless you give it to him. He didn't steal it. You just gave it to him. But I like what the song is. I'm going over there and I'm going to take my joy back. I'm going over there and I'm going to take my song back. I'm going over there and I'll even put this in there. I'm going to take my children back. Hey, because you know what, devil? You came too late to tell me that God still don't save. You came too late to tell me that God still can't heal. You came too late to tell me, amen, that God still can't fill with the Holy Ghost and baptized with evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. I knew I shouldn't. Praise the Lord. Coming out, looking back. Let me just share a few things with you before I tell you about Lot's wife. Oh, wait a minute. I was reading to you about this. Hold on. Let me get here. Listen to what they said. I already read that part, right? Degenerates, but all the men of the city desired to commit the crime of homosexual rape, probably leading to murder on two unknown visitors to their city. Well, I don't want to read the rest of that. But anyway, can you imagine a city so evil, amen, that anything goes? And I don't know why in the world Lot's wife wanted to go back into, after God had warned him and told him, hey, I'm taking you out of this city. I'm going to bring to a city, amen, that's set like I want it to be set, amen. You know what? I told him the other day there's something about women in the Bible. Look at it, Eve. And I'm not picking on the women, but I just want to throw this in there, okay? There's something about women. Look at Job's wife. Why don't you curse God and die? Now look at Lot's wife. I don't know. There's something going on here. Men. We have advances. Ladies have retreats. You know what they ought to change it to? Ladies charge. We don't want to retreat, but we want to advance. We want to charge, amen. We want to get on fire for God. We want the Holy Ghost to use us. We want to be a light to the world, amen. Charge. That's my philosophy. Let's get on the boat and swim together, row together, and praise the Lord together. Get on fire together. Let the Holy Ghost move. I can see. I mean, I don't know how it was out. I don't know what was going on in Lot's wife, her mind. I don't know, man. I hope Mary Lou loved me a lot, not to go back and see what's in that world. I mean, I'm old and ugly and fat, But still, God gave her to me a long time ago. Amen. And I don't know what was going on in Lot and her, his wife's alive. I don't know, maybe things just wasn't right. Maybe they had a little disagreement, you know. Mary Lou and I have them sometimes. And she says, hey, hon, you think you're perfect? I said, no, babe, just next thing to it. Huh? And I know I only do that because it aggravates you, and I shouldn't do that, right? But I wonder what was going on in Lot's wives and Lot's wife, or Lot's mind. Hey, when God said, hey, I'm going to come, and you need to get out of here because this world is wicked. Hey, man, we Brother Brian, Ryan, you know what we're doing? We're running to the world instead of running away from the world. I don't mean like we should run away from the world to be afraid of the world, but take our ground. Take stand. Y'all get this after a while. We're going someplace. We better hold on. We better hold on. Brother Brian, we better not let the world grab us and pull us down. Amen. I could see him. Amen. As a Lot and his wife and the kids, the two daughters. Man, I don't know what in the world that them kids didn't follow their father. Amen. I hope that my kids think enough of me that when I tell them it's going to happen, they say, okay, Dad, we're coming with you. Okay, Mama, we're coming with you. Amen. But there was something about the world that enticed their eyes. There was something about the world that enticed their thoughts. And can I tell you, that's the society we're living in today. I'm telling you, whatever shines is not always gold. Amen. It may be a fool's gold. But I'm telling you, when you get the true power of God, when you get the true spirit of God, and it begins to separate you from the world, amen, you'll know right from wrong. You'll know how to live. You'll know how to talk. You'll know how to walk, amen. You don't need somebody to show you. You don't need nobody to tell you. But I can see them as they be. I wondered about this. How in the world that you cannot look back and see your wife looking back trying to hold on? I thought about how Jesus' parents left him over in wherever he was. You know, they got back there preaching to them old people back there, you know. And I thought maybe he was so encumbered with the Spirit of God, what God told him, that, hey, I'm anxious to leave this town. He's going to destroy it. I'm getting out of here. Maybe he just kept walking, and his daughters right behind him kept walking. You know, daughters love their dads. Huh? Well, I like Rachel. She loves me. You know, I love Kenneth, too. He loves me, too. But but I'm telling you, I can see them as they're walking out. Okay, well, first of all, I can see them as the angels go up to Lot. Hey, Lot, God told us to tell you that I'm going to destroy this city. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean he's going to destroy this city? What about all these people? Well, Abraham was praying, and he couldn't find all the righteous that God allowed him to find, you know, that God gave him the permission to find. He couldn't find them. Not even 10 ended up being saved. Amen. Think about it. I wonder what it would be like the Lord come back today. Union Road. I wonder how many would go out of these pews. Think about it. How many of us not really living as close to God that we think we is? Huh? Come on now. I'm talking about coming out but looking back. Anyway, I can see them as they begin to come out. And I can see Lot's wife begin to look back. You know, she's kind of struggling maybe. I don't know. But there was something in that world that had a grasp on her. You know what it was? It was the devil. Amen. It was that booger man. It was that slewfoot. Amen. He had a hold on her. Amen. He said, oh, my God, not going to destroy this nation because he loves us. I know he loves us. Amen. I told you already. Amen. He's not going to destroy it. You yourself are going to destroy it. Amen. I preached a message one time. Jesus, your judge. He's your jury, but you yourself are the executioner. You throw that switch. You throw that switch. You have the right to say life or death. Amen, but you chose death over life. And that's what it was back in Sodom and Gomorrah. They chose death. You know what? Let me go on before I get all messed up here. Listen. I'm coming out, but looking back. Listen to this. I never really paid that much attention to it until I was beginning to study this message. Nowhere in the Bible are we told to remember Abraham, to remember Isaac, to remember Jacob. We are not commanded to remember Ruth or Rahab, David or Joshua. But I want to point this out. But we are commanded to remember Lot's wife. And my Bible has a red and white edition. You know, that's red, white letter where Jesus had taught. Remember Lot's wife. Something about Lot's wife, amen. He's trying to tell the people in the world today, remember Lot's wife. He maybe, you know, when they published this word, when God moved on the writers and moved on them to write, hey, I want you to warn the people out there. I want them to look and see what Lot's wife did, amen. And can I tell you today, he's warning us day after day, night after night, sermon after sermon, you better get ready. I'm coming back, amen. Who's he coming back for? Those that have been washed in the Lamb's blood, amen. It's not an option, I believe, church, to go to the house of God. It ought to be a desire to go to the house of God. Hello? I realize there's reasons and there's things that cause us to miss the house of God. But anytime the house of, especially the home church, anytime the doors is open, we ought to have a desire to go to the house of God. You know, Mary and I, amen, when one of us is sick, do you want me to stay home? No, go to church. When I had my back surgery, do you want me to stay home? No, go to church. If I fall down, I'll just sit here till you get home. Or I'll just stay in this recliner. You don't have to worry about me falling down then. I'll just fall out. But I'm talking about, church, now this is serious. He's coming back. Where are we at? Huh? We got people, and not only young people, but grown-ups, amen. I mean, there's people, Brother Brian is backsliding. I mean, they used to preach this holiness. Amen. But they, when they backslide and they get back in the house of God, they don't live it like they used to live it. Who's changed? It ain't the Word of God. It ain't the Word of God. Who's changed? How in the world are you going to preach this and live this and then all of a sudden say it ain't right? You're wrong. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So nowhere are we commanded to remember anybody else but Lot's wife. Can you imagine? I imagine. Brother Hoffman, all the cries that could be heard from that city when he began to destroy it. Just like, you know, Noah when he built the ark and he warned the people. Just like in Noah's days. I imagine if we could hear the cries and see the fingernails that have been pulled off, left in the ark, the wood of the ark. I imagine there was fingernails left where they were just trying to grab hold and hold on with dear life. You know what we're doing today? We're throwing life away. We're throwing it away. Jesus is offering it to us and giving it to us, and we're throwing it away. I got to hurry up here. All right. Listen, it says, we are told to awaken our sluggish memories and look back to the death of one soul who passed through this world living in sin and died in sin. Living, I can't imagine. Hey, man, the Lord done warned me. I mean, I realize the devil has a lot to offer, but, you know, the Bible says those things are just for a season. They're going to be done away with. And it says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I like being separated. I like being a different people. Amen. I like, Brother Hoffman, the way I live. I just want more of God and less of the world. And, you know, my heart goes out to the young man that Brother Brian was talking about Wednesday. My heart, we was into a church a few months ago, and these two brothers, they kept hanging around and hanging around and hanging around. I thought, why in the world don't they go home? Amen. But their home wasn't what it ought to be. Their mama was saved, but their papa wasn't. And he didn't like them going to the house of God, so they just wanted to stay away from home as much as they could. Brother Brian, I want my kids to know that they can come home and find peace and joy and contentment. I like people to know that they can come to Union Road, amen, and find the love of God, not somebody that's pushing them out the door or for what they are, the way they look, amen. We are a generation that's set for heaven. We that are saved, amen. Why don't we be the light before? You know, when I was pastor, amen, there was a drunk that always come to the house of God or come to my church, and he would come always when the singing would start. So I tried to trick him. I said, I'm going to preach if he comes in this time. So he come in, and you know what I did? I began to preach. You know what he did? He left, amen. So I thought, but he heard the word, or at least a little bit of the word. There was some, we was having a youth rally. Some drunks came in off the street. We had to leave the doors open. I fell down at the altar and prayed. Did you kick him out? No. I got down and prayed with them, amen. I'm telling you, it's not about tradition. It's about the word of God. Let me pause for a minute. Y'all might not like this. Pentecost, we're terrible. Okay, never mind. I'll say this. You're going to be surprised. And it won't matter to you because you won't even think about this. Who's going to be there and who ain't going to be there? Hello? Remember Lot's wife. Remember, I got to get on here. I better get off here quick. They think I'm meddling here in a minute. Let me point this out. Let's consider her spiritual privileges. She was privileged in her relationships. She was privileged to be married into the only family of the earth that was serving the true God. Privileged. It's a privilege, Brother Hoffman, to serve God. And not only is it a privilege to me, but it's an honor. It's a privilege for me to be an American. It's an honor for me to be American. She saw the clear faith of Abraham, who God had talked to and warned. Tell those folks that I'm going to destroy this city. They better get out. She saw the clear faith of Abraham, the man who was called the friend of God, or the friend of God in James 2 and 23, and you can read that, and that's what it says. It was her husband's uncle. She had witnessed his dedication to the Lord. Let me ask you this. Has the world witnessed our dedication to the Lord? Quiet now. Has he seen God in us? You know, I grumble and complain like I really do. Especially if somewhere I go to eat. And I thought, man, I just need to keep my mouth shut. I mean, I pay for it. But still, I've learned to eat a lot of things that wasn't really good, I didn't think. But I want to be like God in every way. I want to be so dedicated to God. I want to be like Peter when you walk by, that just the shadow would heal people. Man, I got a lot of praying to do. We all got a lot of praying to do as far as that goes. Amen. Wouldn't you, Brother Hummin, like to walk past somebody? Amen. Or wouldn't you like to, we're supposed to be able to discern the spirits. Let me go on. But she saw Abraham's dedication. Then she saw the cloudy faith of Lot. Lot was a man of many failures. You can read that in Genesis 13, 9 through 13, and also Genesis 14 and 12. But the Bible calls Lot a righteous man in 2 Peter 2 and 6 and 8. She was privileged in her revelations. Because of her relationship with Lot and Abraham, she learned a few things about God. She was acquainted with deity. She knew who God was and how to approach him. How many sit in church and know who God is and have to come to him but fail to act on what they know? How many of us are sitting in the house of God and felt the Spirit of God and we know what to do, but yet we just sit there?
I've been guilty a few times. The Lord began, and boy, I tell you, you probably ought to be a pastor because it helps you to do, you know, it helps you to straighten up. Because you know why? I have to be concerned about your soul as well as mine. But when I wasn't pastoring, I could just say, oh, Lord, let somebody else do it. But I had to come to knowledge that if nobody else do it, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? I want to do it. Who was it? Isaiah. He was talking to Isaiah, and he said, whom shall I send and who will go? I don't know, but I hope he don't never call me to Africa because I'd have to talk to him a little bit. But who will go? I'm old anyway. Hello? Again, let me read that one more time and listen to me. Listen to me. If you don't never get nothing else, listen to this. How many sit in church and know who God is and how to come to him, but they fail to act on what they know? Listen, I like this. It has to move from the head to the heart before it can save your soul. We got a lot of people got it up here, but they don't have it down here. I mean, it's probably easy to have it up here. Maybe it is and maybe it ain't. But it's one thing to have it up here and have it down here too. Help me, Lord, to have it. Just help me to have it all over my body. Hello? Hello? Help me, Lord, to be the light you want me to be. Help me to be like that city that's set up on a hill. Amen. That cannot be hid. She was aware of the destruction God had engraved on her by sending angels to warn her and her family of the doom that was to come. Amen. Angels warned them to come, warned them. And Abraham prayed. Help me, Lord, to have a heavy heart like Abraham. God even sent the angels to warn them. I think so many times we sit in the house of God and we say, God, if this is you, let this happen. But anyway, all the time we know it's God talking to us. The devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing good. Especially it's going to benefit God. But we sit there and question the ability of God when he saved us. Listen, how many today know of the judgment that is coming and still they do not flee to Jesus for refuge? It's just like, you know, the children of Israel. You know, we almost got into it today, but I thought about those seas that was parted back, Brother Hoffman, the water on both sides and the people walking. That would amaze me, man. I would sit there looking at the water. I'd probably been left behind. Wow. Ain't God awesome? But here, all the time, when things was going well, they didn't call on him. And when things would begin to go wrong, they said, man, we should have stayed back over there. Hello? Carol, open that songbook to 287. I need that songbook. Open it to 287. Don't worry, I ain't going to sing. It's probably one of my favorite songs. Listen, and I'm closing shortly, maybe. Egypt was once my home. I was a slave. And if you're wrapped up in the world, you're a slave to the world. Hello? Egypt was once my home. I was a slave. Helpless and sin did roam. Love light did crave. But when I looked up to heaven's dome, huh? What happened? Christ came to save. Now, listen, I'll just read the third verse and I'll close this book, maybe. Satan may have you bound with fetters strong. Look up to higher ground. 'Twill not be long. To Christ the Savior your soul has found. You'll sing this song. And I like this chorus. I'm living in Canaan now. Egypt behind,
cross over Jordan wide, gladness to find. My soul is satisfied. No longer I am blind. I'm living with Jesus in Canaan right now. Can I tell you tonight, church, if that can't get us excited, amen, I don't know what will. I came out of Egypt a long time ago, and I had no desire whatsoever to go back into Egypt, amen. Can I tell you tonight, if you want to go to Egypt, you go ahead and go. But I'm living in Canaan. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Amen. Hey, I'm living in Canaan. Why in the world do I want to go back to the filth of the world? Amen. I ain't saying it won't happen. But by the grace and the power of God, it can't happen. I said by the grace and the power of God. Amen. Lot's wife thought it couldn't happen to her. She found out it did. Oh, well, she didn't find out. She didn't even know nothing about it. It was gone. It was over. Turned into a pillar of salt. But I wonder what it was when she woke up in hell. I should have listened. I should have listened. I was warned. I was warned. Amen. Lot told me. The angels told us. Abraham was praying. Let me tell you something, church. You know what? If you backslide, you backslide against Jesus' prayers. You backslide against your pastor's prayers. Amen. You backslide, I hope, against your mama's prayers and your papa's prayers. And you ever seen them? I pray every night. I'd always tell them, I say, I don't think the Lord hears nothing but that of a repentance prayer of a sinner. And I believe that with all my heart. Why would he honor your prayer when you ain't honoring the word he says? I pray. I know Jesus. I know him too. I know him as my personal Savior. What do you know him as? Hello? I mean, it's more than knowing him. Huh? I got to hurry along here. I hope you're getting this tonight. Coming out, looking back. Hello? Listen, only a fool walks into hell with his eyes open to its reality and closed to God's proximity. Only a fool walks into hell with his eyes open where God ain't going to go. She was privileged in her responsibility. Here is a woman who knew the facts and was given every opportunity to act upon them. She was given the chance to change, the chance to believe, the chance to be saved, yet she squandered those chances and died without God. How many times has the Lord given us chances? Chances. There's chances you may not even know about. There's been times that, you know, I said, how'd I get here? What I do? I mean, I never was I never drank. I don't even know what alcohol tastes like. Never did drugs. But still, there was times that I couldn't even remember. Did I stop at this stop sign? Or how did I get here so fast? God had his hand up on me. Or maybe we left a little bit late or something, and we read that an accident was up the road. How many chances has he given us? Think about it. How many chances tonight has he given you? Squandered and died without God. Consider her spiritual problems. She had a problem with her faith. She looked back because she thought God wouldn't do what he said. How many of us made excuses? Oh, God won't do that. He's a just God. Yeah, again, he is. I told you, you're the one that does it. A problem with her disobedience. She was commanded not to look back, but what did she do? She looked back. She had her eyes on all the wrong things. Ooh. What's that little saying? Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Huh? I wish sometimes that I was the only person in the world. I wouldn't have to worry. I wouldn't have to worry about this. Wouldn't have to worry about that. And I wouldn't know what loneliness was because I'd be the only person there. Wouldn't it be easy? Wouldn't it be nice to kind of live in a world like that where you wouldn't have to worry about hurting this or hurting that? We're in reality, church. He's coming back. What are you doing?
with your soul. Problem with her disobedience, she granted not to look back, and she looked back. She had eyes on all the wrong things. A problem with her focus, a problem with her deception. She probably had everyone fooled but God. The problem was a profession and not a possession. We got a lot of professors today, but not possessors, amen? And then I'm closing here shortly. I told you I would. Consider her spiritual punishment. It was sudden. When judgment come, it was swift and sure. And I believe that's how it's going to be when God comes back and to destroy this world or takes us home, amen? It's going to be swift and it's going to be fast. And you know what? But you'll have an opportunity. And I don't think very many is going to take that opportunity. This is my belief, because I feel you had the chance now. What makes you think you're going to take it then? Hey, I'm going to cut your head off. What are you going to take? You can't live for God now. How are you going to live for him when they tell you you're going to cut your head off? Think about it. Think about it. You may walk in sin for years, but one day judgment will surely come. Oh, I'm having fun. Okay, are you? Are you? All right. It was serious. The Bible says she became a pillar of salt. Instantly, the judgment of God fell on her, and she perished and was swallowed up in the wrath of God. If you die without Jesus, your judgment will be swift and sure. Instantly, at the moment of death, you will find yourself in hell. I can't imagine all these years sitting in the house of God, Brother Jerry, and the Spirit of God leave me, and then all of a sudden he take me out of here, and I just wake up where I wake up, right in hell. I can't imagine. But God, you said, yeah, I know what I said, but you did it. You did it. You didn't listen to me. You didn't heed to my voice. Instantly, the judgment of God fell on her, and she perished and was swallowed up in the wrath of God. If you die without Jesus, your judgment will be swift and sure. Instantly, at the moment of death, you will find yourself in hell. It was settled for Lot's wife. There will be no pardons and no second chances and no hope. What is your hope tonight? Where is your hope? No second chances for Lot's wife. No hope whatsoever. And yet we come to the house of God Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday. We hear the Spirit of God and we walk out the same way we came. Not interested. Not interested. I'm going to tell you, one day we will be interested. The Bible tells us every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Huh? I'd much rather confess him now. My brother, my oldest brother, when he passed away, he always wouldn't go to church with us. He always made fun of us. But I thank God, Brother Hallman, I believe my brother found God before he left this world. We went down to visit him in Florida. He moved to Florida. Thank God for a merciful God. It always ain't going to work this way, church. God spared his life. He said, I'll never forget it. Rick, I got this little man living down inside of me. I said, well, can I have him? He said, no, you got to get your own. And let me know that God touched him. Thank you, Lord, for talking to my brother. Abraham, thank you for praying. Make an intercessory prayer. Is it no avail to some of those folks, Brother Hoffman? Thank you, Abraham. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you, Sunday school teachers. Thank you, preachers. Thank you, youth leaders, for praying for that lost soul. I wonder tonight if God said, well, since Brother Hurst ain't here, Brother Brian, I'm going to destroy Union Road tonight. Brother Brian said, wait a minute, Lord. I still need to reach some. Will you save this? Well, if I find so many, I'll spare Union Road. Where would you be tonight if the Lord came down and destroyed this church? There's people that's been saved a long time that you still can't tell what they got. And Lord, not trying to judge or anything like that, but I just feel like that. I mean, that just came out of my mouth, you know. Can the world see Jesus through you? Let's all stand. Babe, come to the piano if you would. Almost can see it. Lot and his two daughters and his wife leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's wife trying to decide, do I want my family or do I want the world? Brother Jerry, the world has such a grasp on her. It pulled her back that way. What about you tonight? Does that world, young people, have a grasp on you that you can see you're fading away from God? Again, it's easy to shout when you feel the Spirit of God. It's easy to shout in youth camp when the power of God is really moving in a great and a mighty way. But what after youth camp? What after them trials come? What after them valleys come? What about then? Amen. Again, the Israelites, God delivered them so much, and like Brother Cruz, they grumbled and complained, but yet he still spared them. I wish that I just read the song to you, Living in Canaan Now. I'd much rather live in Canaan, wouldn't you? Man, wouldn't it be nice to walk in the Spirit 24 hours a day, or you wouldn't have to fear nothing? I don't know if anybody can walk in the Spirit 24 hours a day. Even when you sleep, the devil's going to torment you. But I'm glad for the mercies of God. Every head bowed and every eye closed and no one looking around. Lord, I've done my best to preach the message. I believe you give me tonight. Lord, there's a lot of profession going on tonight, but I want possession tonight. Lord, not only for us to profess, but help us to possess the power of God. Help us to possess the Spirit of God in our lives, Lord, that when we possess it, we can profess it to the world and let them know that we're serving you. I wonder tonight, if there be anyone under the sound of my voice would say, Brother Cruz, pray for me. The world's got such a hold on me. Or I wonder tonight if there be someone to say, Church, pray for me. I can feel myself slipping back into the world, and I don't want to do that. Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. Would it be a hand to go up and say, pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me that I don't fall into that sudden destruction without him. Oh, God, help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us not to be like Lot's wife and look back. Help us, Lord, when we get saved to make a change. Help the world to see Christ. I tell you, church, let's just all find us a place to pray tonight. Let's come into these altars and let's pray like we never prayed before. Let's pray like we may never see tomorrow. We may never see it. We don't know.
Let's don't be like Lot's wife and look back. Come on. Come on, let's find us a place to pray. God, help us to be closer to you. Lord, help us to be righteous in everything we say and do. God, help us to get so much of you that the world can see you through us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm living in Canaan. I'm living in Canaan. I don't want to go back to Egypt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow's just on credit. There's no guarantee on life. You could be gone in a moment. If your time comes to die, you also know that Christ is coming. And if you're left behind, how you'll wish for time.